Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Earlier in the show today, Jack Cittarelli was on, the Republican candidate for governor of New Jersey. The scandal around Mikey Sherrill, who is running for governor as a Democrat, not allowed to walk on stage at her college graduation at the United States Naval Academy. Her excuse was that she wouldn't snitch on her fellow classmates who were cheating, but that violates the rules of the Naval Academy. And as Jack and I talked about, what does that mean about her fellow Democrats if they're caught cheating and there's corruption? And is she going to turn a blind eye to that as governor? So we'll get into that with you as this hour continues as well. But it is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Book a fabulous fall midweek stay. Save 10% and earn resort credits. Visit GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And don't forget, we'll be live there for our next live show on October 31st. And don't forget, when we have our big rally in Cape May, or I should say Cape May County in North Wildwood, October 10th for Jack. You could also spend the weekend at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, if you like. I want to also remind you that our Politics and Pints with Jack Carr selling very quickly, and it's going to sell out. The Jack Carr events always do. So go to 1210WPHE.com right now to get your tickets to join us to see Navy SEAL and number one international bestselling author Jack Carr. Jack and I on stage. We'll have a great conversation, a great chat. It's Monday, October 13th. Bucks County Community College, the Zlock Performing Arts Center. I would love for you to join us for that. All right. That is 1210WPHT.com. So here's James Comey. We'll begin with that. A defiant James Comey defends himself in a video that he posted to social media. He took a break from his starfish photography or his seashell photography or his beach rock photography, whatever little amateur hobbies he has, to post this video. This is cut number 6, which he posted after the indictment came out shortly after I got off the air last night. Take a listen.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump, but we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either. Somebody that I love dearly recently said that fear is the tool of a tyrant, and she's right. But I'm not afraid, and I hope you're not either. I hope instead you are engaged, you are paying attention, and you will vote like your beloved country depends upon it, which it does. My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system. And I'm innocent. So let's have a trial and keep the faith.
Okay, let's have a trial and keep the faith. That's what he says. Now, here's a flashback of James Comey who lies under oath and says the Trump campaign was not spied on. All right. And this is cut number seven. This is really the basis of all of this. And I have another flashback as well. But let's start with cut number seven for you.
Do you stand by your House testimony of March 20th that there was no surveillance of the Trump campaign that you're aware of?
Correct.
You would know about it if they were. Is that correct?
I think so. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. James Comey said he never authorized anyone within the FBI to be an anonymous source about the Trump-Russia investigation. Cash Patel exposed that as a lie. Comey was having info leaked to the New York Times to undermine President Trump. This is the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing in which James Comey testified on September 30th, 2020. Here he is questioned by Senator Ted Cruz. This is cut number eight.
Chairman Grassley asked you point blank, quote, have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation? You responded under oath, quote, never. He then asked you, quote, have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton administration? You responded again under oath, no. Now, as you know, Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal. Who's telling the truth?
I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave. I'm not going to characterize Andy's testimony, but mine is the same today.
Another flashback. This is cut number nine. This is James Comey talking with Nicole Wallace about how they use the FBI to entrap Michael Flynn into making false statements, which, of course, led to years and years of legal torture for him. And I want to remind you, too, I mean, this idea of lying to Congress, Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, these guys both went to prison for this. So there is a precedent to this. Now, I don't know, and I'm not going to get anybody's hopes up here around Comey. I don't know the facts of this case. The indictment is a little bit murky, but we're dealing with a Biden-appointed judge. We're dealing with the Northern District of Virginia, which is basically D.C. So I don't even know if the case will go forward. But nevertheless, this guy, we know, is a sleazeball. We know that he was behind Russia collusion. We know that he lied to Congress. We know all these things. But he's going to play the martyr card, and the media is going to help play the martyr card for him, and they're going to scream weaponization of justice. They did not scream weaponization of justice, of course, when this was happening to conservatives, when this was happening to Donald Trump, when this was happening to Trump's people, when George Papadopoulos was spied on and Carter Page was spied. You never heard those words. Now you're hearing those words. And again, this is not like one of those situations where we should be like them. I'm just simply saying, if the evidence is there that Comey lied, well, nobody's above the law. We were told that by James Comey, who said nobody's above the law. We were also told by James Comey that this is a great day for justice. So we'll see. We will see if this, in fact, goes forward. Here's Comey with Nicole Wallace. This is cut number nine.
Look at this White House now, and it's hard to imagine two FBI agents ending up in the sit room. How did that happen?
I sent them. Something I probably wouldn't have done or maybe gotten away with in a more organized investigation, a more organized administration, in the George W. Bush administration, for example, or the Obama administration. The protocol, two men that all of us have perhaps increased appreciation for over the last 2 years. And in both of those administrations, there was process. And so if the FBI wanted to send agents into the White House itself to interview a senior official, you would work through the White House counsel, and there'd be discussions and approvals and who would be there. And I thought, it's early enough, let's just send a couple guys over. And so we placed a call to Flynn, said, hey, we're sending a couple guys over. Hope you'll talk to them. He said, sure. Nobody else was there. They interviewed him in a conference room at the White House Situation Room, and he lied to them. And that's what he's now pled guilty to.
What did he think they were coming over there for?
I don't think he knew. No, we didn't tell him. Just said, we've got sending over a couple of agents. I want to ask you some questions. I didn't have this conversation. My deputy director did. But hope you got a few minutes. You can sit down and talk to them. And he said, sure.
Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he say sure? You didn't tell him that they were going there to try to trap him in a lie. He wasn't under oath. He didn't know that you were looking to try to trap him in a lie. Why wouldn't he say sure? He's the national security advisor to the president of the United States of America. So why wouldn't he say sure? I'll talk to the FBI. Why not? He didn't know what the meeting was about. But that's why this scumbag did that on purpose. I mean, he purposely did that so that he could catch Flynn off guard and then get him to lying to federal agents. But if he had been transparent and said, we want to talk to you about whatever conversations you might have had with your Russian counterpart prior to you officially coming into office, which I think is total BS anyway, because people in transitions talk to people who in transitions who are in that office all the time. It's so stupid. It's silly. That's what they wanted to build their case on. Well, then you would have had a White House counsel there. You would have had an attorney present who would have said, don't answer that. Don't answer that. Don't answer that. Privilege. It's executive privilege. And it would have went nowhere. But he knew that. And he's acknowledging that with Nicole Wallace. I mean, he's acknowledging that they went into a new administration that was not aware of the protocol, violating the protocol to trap Michael Flynn, to catch him in a lie, which he pleads guilty, because if you don't and you try to fight this stuff, the penalties and the consequences are far worse if you lose. So lots of people cop a plea and lots of people plead out something so that they don't have to worry about going to prison for the rest of their life. I mean, these are serious charges. But the whole case was based on the BS notion that as national security advisor, he should have told FBI agents anything. And if there had been an attorney in the room, if there had been somebody from the White House counsel's office, he would not have probably even had the meeting in the first place. So let's understand that point. And he was deliberately now abusing the process and deliberately abusing the naivete of a new administration, because they wanted to get somebody and they wanted to get somebody fast so they could justify what? Russia collusion. Everything that they did was all about justifying the lie that they had created under Crossfire Hurricane. So in order to do that, you had to start getting some scalps before the entire thing blew up as the fugazi that it was. Remember, they have this dossier. The CIA says this isn't real. The FBI says, I don't care. We're going to go forward with it anyway. They go forward with it anyway. They know it's paid political opposition research by the Hillary Clinton campaign. It's not factual. They don't care. They go forward with it anyway. I mean, at some point that comes out, then a lot of heads are going to roll. So how do you avoid doing that? Get a scalp. Get Michael Flynn's scalp. And then he can say, you see, he was colluding with the Russians. He was talking to his Russian counterpart before he was a national security advisor to the president. So what? Big deal. Why is that even a big deal? They never were able to explain that part because they didn't have to. All they had to say was that Michael Flynn was talking to the Russians. Everybody went, we knew it. There was collusion. There was Russian collusion. This was entirely done to defend this fake operation. And then it was done to then justify more investigations and more operations, which would ultimately lead to the Mueller investigation and costing the American taxpayers $65 million. Plus, I mean, we don't even know all the receipts. And don't forget how many Americans were dragged into this, had to spend money on lawyers, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on attorney's bills, tens of thousands of dollars on attorney's bills to try to defend themselves on. Because when the government comes after you, you gotta lawyer up. Whether you're guilty or innocent is not relevant to the point. You better lawyer up so you don't say something that turns out to be a lie, because they can just get you on that. I mean, I've said this to you for a decade plus. If the government wants to get you, the government will find a way to get you. And a big way they do that is by trapping you into saying something that is a lie. Now, it could have been something you forgot. It could have been something that you misspoke. It could have been something you felt like you didn't have to share with them because you're the national security advisor and they're just a couple of FBI agents. But it doesn't matter. They've got you now on lying to the FBI. So that alone right there, and that's all they got. That's all they had him on was that. Just that. That's all they had him on was that. But this is what they do. And they know that. These slime balls know that. That's all they have to do is just get you to say something. It's not true. And then they've got it. They were never able to build to actually prove that Michael Flynn was colluding with Russia or anybody in the Trump administration was because they weren't. What do they get Paul Manafort on? Not filing as a foreign agent. Big freaking whoop. All that money spent on that. Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon refuse to testify to Congress and they go after them, guns blazing. They put these guys behind bars. Comey lies to Congress about entrapping Michael Flynn and lies about Russia collusion and lies about pushing the narrative that Donald Trump was colluding with Russia. And it's like, no big deal. No big whoop. Now, again, I don't know what's going to happen with this case. I was watching Andy McCarthy on Fox News earlier. He does not think the indictment is particularly strong. Maybe on Monday we'll be able to get a prominent legal mind who will give us their take on this. I think a lot of people are digesting this and looking at the case law around this and looking at all this. But the one thing that I do know, though, is that if Comey wins, if Comey's successful here, and even if that just means the judge throws it out, well, then you just get ready. Just get ready for them to celebrate how he beat them on all of this. Here's the president now. This is cut number three from outside the White House talking about how Comey lied, and he lied a lot. This is before the president departed for the Ryder Cup golf tournament in New York. Cut three.
Now, this is about justice. He lied. He lied a lot. But this was a very important thing. This was, he could have said, well, maybe, or I don't remember. He didn't say that. He gave a very specific answer, and then he verified it numerous times, and he got caught. The problem that Comey has is he got caught lying, and he was very strong. It's not like, well, maybe, or I don't remember, or he gave a very specific answer because it was a very powerful question, a very important question. And when he gave the answer, the only problem is he got caught. So
the president was then asked, could more indictments follow from this? This is cut number four from outside the White House again. Take a listen.
Comey has been indicted. Who is the next person on your list in this retribution?
It's not a list, but I think there'll be others. I mean, they're corrupt. These were corrupt radical left Democrats, because Comey essentially was he's worse than a Democrat. I would say the Democrats are better than Comey. But no, there'll be others. Look, that's my opinion. They weaponized the Justice Department like nobody in history. What they've done is terrible. And so I hope there are others, because you can't let this happen to a country.
Will you appoint a permanent U.S. attorney to try this case? Lindsey Halligan has never tried a case.
Well, we'll see, but it's a pretty easy case because, look, he lied. You saw my truth today. He lied. It was yes, no. He didn't say, well, in my opinion, he didn't do a lot of things that maybe he should have, but I don't think he could because he lied. That was a very important question that he was asked, and he wanted to be specific, but he didn't. The only thing that happened to him, he didn't think he'd get caught.
He didn't think he'd get caught. That was kind of the point. He didn't think he would get caught. I mean, this guy was the mastermind of pushing this fake narrative. He was the mastermind behind this entire thing of Russia collusion. And, you know, we've gone into this with what Tulsi Gabbard has revealed, right? So Tulsi Gabbard reveals that they come with this operation, Steele dossier, I should say. The CIA debunks it. They say it's political opposition research. There's nothing in here we can verify. This guy Michael Steele is he's being paid here, but the FBI says we don't care. We want to go with it anyway, and they brief President Obama on it, and the Obama White House goes forward with it, and they use that as the impetus to spy on the Trump campaign with Carter Page and George Stephanopoulos. So they use that as the impetus to spy on the Trump campaign because they wanted to stop Trump from becoming president. This is when Lisa Page and her gumata, Peter Strozak, Mr. Strozak, those two work on, he can't be president, he won't, we'll stop him. They're having an extramarital affair, and the two of them are colluding about how they can stop Trump from becoming president, using this whole Russia collusion narrative to try to bring him down. And Comey was at the center of it. Comey was at the epicenter of all of this. And to get a scalp early on and to say that there was a there to justify to keep going, you go after Michael Flynn. What do you get him on? You don't get him on Russia collusion because he didn't collude with Russia. You get him on lying to FBI agents in the White House when he has no idea what the meeting's even about. Purposely setting him up to be in a situation where he says an immaterial fact that is not true, that they can say, you lied. And all it takes is you get a date wrong, you get a place wrong, you get a person wrong. It doesn't have to be like the lie of the century here. But that's why that power the government has over people is there, so that they can trick you and trap you and then say, well, if you don't plead out on this, you're facing serious jail time. And then we'll throw this at you and that at you and that at you and that. Your whole mind goes, I'm like, what? And it's sleazy. It's completely and utterly sleazy. That's where we are with all this. No doubt about it. All right, as we continue along here on the show, a lot to get to as we continue. I'm grateful that you are with us on the show. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in on everything we are discussing at this point. Matt, you can just play the audio of this for me if you could. We don't have to load it into the video. This is just a little bit, you know, Trump indictments. When Trump was indicted, not selective prosecutions. Great days for America. Comey gets indicted. This is a selective prosecution. Horrendous day for America. This is Mays on X, a video content creator putting this together. Take a listen.
He is being treated no better or worse than anyone else. This is not selective prosecution. That this is not somebody who's singled out. That he is being treated just like anyone else. That is what it means to have a rule of law. That is what the Justice Department is really signaling and messaging here, is that everyone will be treated, as Merrick Garland has said, as, you know, equally in this country. This is really a great day for America.
This is such a horrendous moment for the rule of law, for the Department of Justice, for the country writ large, being singled out for impermissible reasons. And so just because you did your job, but just because you referred the president or you opened an investigation into the president, those are not legitimate reasons to have a sort of tit for tat vindictive prosecution. Mm-hmm. This looks like it. The emperor has no clothes. That this is the abuse that it appears to be.
This is the abuse that it appears to be. Well, it wasn't though when it was Trump, though, right? It wasn't when it was Trump. Now it's abuse. Now it's weaponization of government. And look, I don't know. Maybe it is. I have no idea. But it's just funny how back then it wasn't. That back then it was the rule of law. Nobody's above the law. No one. We got to take where the evidence takes us. We got to go where the evidence takes us. And blah 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 blah. Now, with Comey, it's like, oh, my God, the government, weaponization of government, weaponization of justice. How do they know that? How do they know that? How do they know this case does not have merit? How do they know this case does not have significance? Here's Comey in his own words. For almost 10 years, it was get Trump. Now, of course, Comey's saying a very different thing. How different? What a difference a few years makes, right? Take a listen.
Convict him, bar him from future service, have the prosecutors, the local prosecutors in New York, pursue him for the fraudster that he was before he ever became president, lock him up.
Fear is the tool of a tyrant. My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, and I'm innocent.
But find the crime. Show me the man. I'll find you the crime. That was the rallying cry all these years, was it not? All these years, that was a rallying cry. Now with Comey, it's, can you believe this weaponization of government? Here's Jake Tapper reporting on when they got Steve Bannon. This will send a warning shot to Trump's allies. That statement was made approvingly by, this is from Western Lensman, by a CNN reporter about Steve Bannon's indictment by Biden's DOJ in November 2021. The report consisted of a warning shot from Biden's DOJ. Tapper goes after Bannon, wondering what took Garland so long, uncritically parroting Garland's not playing politics statements as facts not to be questioned. And then you watch the propaganda press right now providing coverage and saying that Trump's going after his political enemies. Tapper and CNN were basically salivating when they went after Steve Bannon and others in Trump's inner circle. Take a listen.
Welcome to The Lead. I'm Jake Tapper, and we start, of course, with the breaking news. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon has been indicted by a grand jury. An arrest warrant, we are told, will soon be signed by a judge. The indictment coming after Bannon refused a subpoena from the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. Let's get straight to CNN's Jessica Schneider on the scene outside the courthouse. Jessica, what specifically has Steve Bannon been charged with?
Well, Jake, we now know that Steve Bannon has been charged with two counts of contempt of Congress, and the Department of Justice issuing a release saying that those two counts stem from his failure to appear for a deposition and also his failure to produce documents for the House Select Committee. So, yes, now Steve Bannon, who was former chief strategist at the White House, indicted on two counts of contempt of Congress, one for refusing to appear for deposition, one for failing to produce documents. And of course, Jake, this will send a warning shot to the president's allies who have so far refused to cooperate or appear or may in the future refuse. This is a warning shot to them that the Department of Justice will and can move forward and charge people with contempt of Congress here. Jake?
That's right. I mean, we should note that Congress calls people to testify all the time, and, you know, oil magnates and tobacco company executives don't want to do it, but you got to do it. So Merrick Garland, the attorney general, has been criticized for taking his time with this. Did he have anything to say today?
He did. He actually released quite a lengthy statement, courtesy of the Department of Justice. I'll read just a little bit about it because he talks about the fact that throughout this process, they've adhered to the facts and the law. He said, since my first day in office, I have promised Justice Department employees that together we would show the American people by word and deed that the department adheres to the rule of law, follows the facts and the law, and pursues equal justice under the law. Presumably, Jake, the Attorney General getting this statement out there right away for any possible criticism or claims that he's playing politics here. Throughout this process, the Attorney General has stressed the facts and the law, leaving it up to his prosecutors, of course, with input from himself as Attorney General. But he has let this process play out despite all of the cries of what's happening. Why isn't the Department of Justice moving fast enough? Today, the Department of Justice acted. The federal grand jury acted, handing down this two-count indictment. And the Attorney General here sticking by his message that this was all about the rule of law and not politics. Jake?
All right, Jessica Schneider, thanks so much.
All about the rule of law and not politics. I was just wondering if Martha Stewart had posted anything. I was looking at her Twitter feed, but she's just posting about tomatoes. So, and I'm sure she makes great tomatoes. I'm sure she's got great recipes for tomatoes, but let's not forget that they went after Martha Stewart too. What was it? What did they go after Martha Stewart for? Charged with lying to investigators and obstructing the government's inquiry into her stock sale. That was James Comey who went after Martha Stewart. So. But now today, we're supposed to believe this is the most un-American moment of our lives, that there has never been a more un-American moment than this moment right now, than right here, right now, where we see. Democrats will accuse Trump of weaponizing the DOJ while he's president. Democrats will do exactly what they claim to fear when they are back in power. And that's how this game goes. I like what Tom Elliott posted on this. He said, you know, Comey indicted Martha Stewart and Mike Flynn for far less than this. And Comey's behavior is far worse since he was lying in service of wiretapping the Trump campaign, the results of which would be used to try swaying the 2016 election and later sabotaging the first Trump administration. hatching a fake narrative to set the national security state against the duly elected president is as scandalous as it gets. But I don't know if this is going to go anywhere. I don't know. You know, I don't know. But I do know one thing, though. I do know this. I know that it is, you can't sit here and act like James Comey was innocent when, and I'm going to play you this. This is a flash down memory lane. Matt, I just sent this to you. James Comey talking to ABC. This was 2 years after the FBI had internally debunked everything in the Steele dossier. Okay. They had now debunked everything. We knew it was debunked. He sits down with the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos. And goes on to say he doesn't know whether the current president of the United States was with prostitutes peeing on each other in Moscow. Yes, he did know that never happened because they debunked everything in the Steele dossier. The CIA debunked it. The FBI debunked it. They knew it was debunked and they went with it anyway. Okay, they went with it anyway. This is a little flashback memory lane here. Take a listen.
Information.
Did you believe his denial?
Honestly, never thought these words would come out of my mouth, but I don't know whether the current president of the United States was with prostitutes peeing on each other in Moscow in 2013. It's possible, but I don't know.
How weird was that briefing?
Really weird. I just wanted to get it done and get out of there.
Right after leaving the meeting, Comey began to take notes about Trump's startling behavior, fearing that the president-elect might later lie about what was said.
I had obviously concerns about that earlier, having watched him on the campaign, that he is someone for whom the truth is not a high value.
He knew the truth, but he lied about it because he wanted to lie about it, and that's what he did. When we get back, the 36 biggest scandals and controversies in James Comey's career. But let's talk about your health, shall we? I'm talking about you need to undergo complex dental surgery. The whole nine yards, right? Say you need, I don't know, implants, crowns. Are you going to trust just any pop-up dental chain, or do you want the best of the best? When it comes to complex dental surgery, for over 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike Veneria has been recognized by his peers as a master of complex dentistry. And Dr. Mike treats other doctors. Dr. Maz goes to Dr. Mike. Look, doctors are real picky about who they pick for their health care. Believe me, they want the best, and I don't blame them because they're used to getting the best. Well, the experts, they call Dr. Mike the expert. You see, the reason why Dr. Mike Veneria is my family dentist, the reason why he gave Bridget a beautiful smile last year is because Dr. Mike is about care and compassion, not about cost. Now, you do have these chain dental offices out there. They are about cost, no doubt about that. That's not who Dr. Mike is. Dr. Mike is a man who is committed to giving you the absolute best smile possible. That's why so many people everybody I've sent there has said the same thing. Rich, he's the best. He's a great, great dentist. Well, I would not send my own wife to get a beautiful new smile, and I wouldn't send her to Dr. Mike unless I believed he was the absolute best, because it's my wife. And Bridget does have a beautiful smile. She had her veneers replaced, and that's what he did for her. And it was a great, great thing. And it looks really, really beautiful. So, go see him today. All you got to do is reach out to him by going to VeneriaDental.com. He's got two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, both right over the bridge with a great staff, great music playing in the office, great people who are there to make you very happy and are there to make sure that you have the best dental care possible. No doubt about it. If the experts consider Dr. Mike the expert, you know you're in good hands. So even if you've already had an estimate for something complex like a dental implant, get a second opinion with my guy, the guy that I trust with my whole family, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we got a lot going on, a busy Friday, and that's just how Fridays go. But I'm here, and what are you going to do about it? Nothing, because I'm here. I'm sure you'll still make your jokes, but we have big events coming up. As I mentioned to you, we have our big, big rally with Jack Cittarelli, and that's coming up on October 10th. Now, I'm going to do the show live on the pier in Wildwood, North Wildwood. Ferris wheel in the background. Lots of great people coming on the show. Going to be fantastic. I hope you'll join us for that. It'll be great. And we're going to get Jack over the finish line. I really believe that. This race will come down to turnout. The scandal around Mikey Sherrill and whether or not she cheated. And even if she didn't cheat herself, covering up for cheaters violates her oath that she took at the Naval Academy and means that she's a person who will cover up corruption and everything else. So it's a big deal. It is a big, big deal. The polling is going in Jack's direction. The momentum is going in Jack's direction. It's all right. But he could still lose. He could still lose by a few thousand votes. And that would be really, really sad if that happened. But that's what happened in 2021 when 400,000 Republicans stayed home and he lost by 80,000 votes. You know, and there's D-bags out there that are not helping the cause because of their own selfish personal interests. And I won't even dignify them by mentioning their name on the air. But for the most part, with the exception of one or two egomaniacs, everybody's rallied, come together to help Jack because they understand the stakes in this race, how it reflects on the president, what it means going into midterms for momentum, and what it means for the future of New Jersey, too. I mean, just bottom line. Winning this race would be huge. It would be absolutely huge. So we can do this. We really can. We can make this happen. The big story of the hour, though, is this Comey stuff. We're going to continue along with that. That is sponsored by Dr. Mike Venaria. When it comes to complex dental surgery, you don't go to the closest dentist. You go to the best. That's my guy, Dr. Mike. Schedule your free implant consultation today. VenariaDental.com. Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. All right, so A couple more clips for you. Just got to take you down memory lane of James Comey. So here is, let's see here if I've got this now. This is James Comey on The View in 2018. He admits both he and his deputy, Andrew McCabe, sometimes lied while working at the FBI. All right. Sometimes they lied while working at the FBI. He had no problem putting away people like Martha Stewart and others for lying. But this is Comey from The View. Take a listen.
You did, right? So I think J. Edgar Hoover would say you followed the rules and you did it. And you were transparent. I mean, if J. Edgar Hoover had a number of flaws, one of them was he wasn't a transparent person. It was all about secret files. I'm trying to tell a story that in a lot of places doesn't reflect well on me, that's open and honest.
So do you think the future of the FBI is transparency?
I think it has to be a huge part of the FBI because public confidence in the FBI is its bedrock. We have to show people our work when we can, as often as possible, so they have confidence in
Even
us.
Even if that means your second in command was fired for lying four times. So this is where I think the confusion comes from. Your second in command, McCabe, was fired for lying multiple times within the FBI. You defended his character on Twitter. That's okay. Lying is okay internally.
No, it's definitely not. In fact, the McCabe case illustrates what an organization that's committed to the truth looks like. We investigated hold. I ordered that investigation. Mm-hmm. We investigate and hold people accountable. Good people lie. I lay out in the book, I think I'm a good person where I've lied. I still believe Andrew McCabe is a good person, but the inspector general found that he lied, and there's severe consequences in the Justice Department for lying, as there should be throughout the government.
All right, let me.
Unless they lie to you, though. They can lie to you. They can lie about why they want to talk to you. They can lie about the reason for the conversation. They can lie. You can't lie. Okay? But if you do lie like James Comey, and then they indict you for lying, then it is a gross miscarriage of justice. And the weaponization of government. Got it? Rules for thee, not for me. You can recall that the entire reason a special counsel was appointed to investigate the Russia collusion hoax is because Comey was angry at Trump for firing him, and he leaked a memo of a conversation he had with Trump. He leaked that to the New York Times, and he was proud of doing it. And he admitted that to the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos and saying it was entirely appropriate to do so. Take a listen.
Find the facts.
He made a controversial decision to leak his memos to a friend who read them to the New York Times.
The president's tweeted innumerable times calling you a leaker. Well, what's your response to President Trump?
Look, it's true. I mean, I'm the one who testified about it. That's how people know about it. I gave that unclassified memo to my friend and asked him to give it to a reporter. That is entirely appropriate.
Why not do it yourself? Why not do it openly, transparently?
For one very practical reason. At the end of my driveway was a hoard of media. And my thought was, if I give it to one reporter, then what's my answer to all the others about why I won't answer their questions?
How do you weigh that inconvenience against the ethics of being more open?
My reaction was, I'm going to get the information out. I know the information is true. And if I'm ever asked about it, of course I'll tell the truth about it. The
president also, several different tweets, calls you a liar.
Yeah.
And?
What am I going to do? Yeah, people have to make their own judgments about other people.
Here's one of you lying, then, if you're curious about that. Back in 2017, Comey testified that he would never authorize anyone to leak details of the Trump-Clinton probes to the media. But in reality, in October 2016, Andy McCabe leaked details to the Wall Street Journal and informed Comey the same day. McCabe said Comey approved. So here he is being grilled by a United States senator during, this is back then, this is trying to find the, sorry. Take a listen. Go ahead.
I commented, as I explained earlier, on October 28th in a letter that I sent to the chair and rankings of the oversight committees that we were taking additional steps in the Clinton email investigation because I had testified under oath repeatedly that we were done, that we were finished there. With respect to the Russia investigation, we treated it like we did with the Clinton investigation. We didn't say a word about it until months into it. And then the only thing we've confirmed so far about this is same thing with the Clinton investigation, that we are investigating. And I would expect we're not going to say another peep about it until we're done. done. And I don't know what will be said when we're done, but that's the way we handled the Clinton investigation as well.
Let me ask you this. During your investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails, a number of surrogates like Rudy Giuliani claimed to have a pipeline to the FBI. He boasted that, and I quote, numerous agents talked to him all the time, close quote, regarding the investigation. He even said that he had insinuated he had advance warning about the emails described in your October letter. Former FBI agent Jim Kallstrom made similar claims. Now, either they're lying or there's a serious problem within the Bureau. Did anybody in the FBI during this 2016 campaign have contact with Rudy Giuliani about the Clinton investigation?
I don't know yet. But if I find out that people were leaking information about our investigations, whether to reporters or to private parties, there'll be severe consequences.
But you did authorize the leaking of that in October of 2016. Andy McCabe leaked details to the Wall Street Journal and informed James Comey the same day. And McCabe said Comey approved. All that is on the record. And then, of course, his bragging of putting away Martha Stewart, who I was hoping would have commented on X by now, but she's just still putting out recipes and her maze. She's doing like a corn maze thing, I think. I don't know. She probably doesn't want to say anything just yet, but they went after Martha Stewart for lying. This is how the FBI gets a lot of people. They go after them for lying. Very often it's not the crime, it's lying about the crime, but it's lying about material, really, honestly, minor details surrounding it. And, you know, that's why, I mean, if they were transparent with Michael Flynn about why they were going to meet with him, then there would have been a White House attorney present who would have sensed what was happening and cut the interview off. And he wasn't under oath, but you don't have to be. You don't have to be under oath. That's the problem. To lie to an FBI agent, you don't have to be under oath. So even if you just think, I'm BSing these guys, or they have no right to know this, so I'm not going to be, I'm the national security advisor, who the hell am I? Doesn't matter. That's how they get people. That's how they got Martha Stewart. And here's Comey bragging about that on CNN, about bragging about getting Martha Stewart. Take a listen.
The closer question, though, is this one about, can you be held liable for obstruction if there's no underlying crime proved? And this is one of the things that confuses me. The Attorney General's letter doesn't make sense in light of my experience. Thousands of people are prosecuted in this country every year for trying to obstruct an investigation where the underlying thing that was being investigated doesn't end up proven. And the reason for that is people obstruct to avoid embarrassment, to protect family and friends, to protect businesses, because they're worried the investigators might find something out. Martha Stewart went to jail for lying about an investigation. She wasn't convicted of insider trading. But bringing those kind of obstruction cases are really important because you'd create an incentive to obstruct. Imagine if the rule were you can only be guilty of obstruction if we get you on the underlying thing. Well, then you better go all in on the obstruction because then you'll walk away completely. That doesn't make any sense. Again, but I don't want to prejudge it because I don't know what his thinking was exactly on that. I'd like to see the work.
The point is, we're going to get you. Even if we can't get you on the thing that we're going to get you on, the important thing is we got you. So even if we get you on just lying about something, we can still call it a W because we got you. Now, we didn't get you on the thing we were trying to get you on, but we got you on something, and that's what counts because we've already determined you're guilty. So we got to win. That's a win. Bravo. Bravo. I mean, here's a guy bragging that he did not get her on the thing they were trying to get her on. But they got her anyway. That's how it should work. In James Comey's warped authoritarian statist mind, that's how that's supposed to work. As long as we get you on something, we got you. We didn't get you on the thing, but we got you on something. Not the thing, but a thing nonetheless. So we should all be happy we live in a country like that. So then you set up a situation where somebody doesn't know that they're the target of the FBI talking to them, that they're investigating them like they did with General Michael Flynn, and you get them on a lie, and then you got them. You got him! Oh! They didn't get him on Russia collusion. They didn't get Martha Stewart on insider trading. Who cares? You got them on something. We all know they're guilty. So what you get them for? Come on, they got Capone for tax evasion. Only that's actually a crime. I have no sympathy for this guy whatsoever. I would love nothing more than to see this guy get his comeuppance. I really would. But I don't know where it's going to go. And I certainly don't want to get your hopes up. And I am not an attorney, and I am, you know, acutely aware of the politics of this. And I'm acutely aware of the fact that it's a Biden judge who's been assigned the case, and acutely aware of all of these things.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm going to play that flashback again of you. It's worth playing again. I know we played it earlier, but James Comey admits that he bragged about entrapping Michael Flynn. Well, bragged about this. I mean, this is the kind of guy you're dealing with here, who now says that it's a terrible day and he weeps for our country and all his other BS. He had no problem doing this to General Michael Flynn. Again, this is cut number 9. I know I played it, but I think it's worth playing again, especially with all the other clips I just played. So cut 9.
Look at this White House now, and it's hard to imagine two FBI agents ending up in the sit room. How did that happen?
I sent them. Something I probably wouldn't have done or maybe gotten away with in a more organized investigation, a more organized administration, in the George W. Bush administration, for example, or the Obama administration, the protocol, two men that all of us have perhaps increased appreciation for over the last 2 years. And in both of those administrations, there was process. And so if the FBI wanted to send agents into the White House itself to interview a senior official, you would work through the White House counsel, and there'd be discussions and approvals and who would be there. And I thought it's early enough let's just send a couple guys over.
Ha 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 ha.
And so we placed a call to Flynn, said, hey, we're sending a couple guys over. Hope you'll talk to them. He said, sure. Nobody else was there. They interviewed him in a conference room at the White House Situation Room, and he lied to them. And that's what he's now pled guilty to.
What did he think they were coming over there for?
I don't think he knew. No, we didn't tell him. Just said, we've got a couple, sending over a couple of agents. I want to ask you some questions. I didn't have this conversation. My deputy director did. But hope you got a few minutes. You can sit down and talk to them. And he said, sure.
I don't think he knew. No, actually, you did know that he didn't know. You did know. You just lied to Nicole Wallace there. You did know he didn't know. You know he didn't know. So why the hell wouldn't the National Security Advisor meet with the FBI agents? Of course he would. Why not? Why wouldn't he? You lying, authoritarian, statist. Get him any way you can get him, sleazeball. All right, we got a fourth and final hour coming up straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.